This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Thursday, August 13th. I'm Dylan Music. Gusty winds and the potential for dry lightning have hampered firefighting in Big Sur, where the timber fire has burned over 4,000 acres. National Weather Service meteorologist Rachel Kennedy says the weather after today looks better.
We're kind of looking at much below normal temperatures. We're going to see really good overnight humidity recovery, so really moist nighttime conditions. And we'll see like improvements in daytime dryness as well. So all of that would actually be very helpful to helping fight fires.
A 10-mile stretch of Highway 1 remains closed to prioritize firefighting vehicles. The Monterey Bay Air Resources District's Richard Stedman says air quality had not reached dangerous levels as of midday yesterday, but he recommends being prepared.
People, if they have air filtration devices, they should get those ready in case they have to filter the air.
N95 masks could also be helpful if air quality gets bad. Monterey Car Week is more than a showcase for rare cars. For more than 100 local charities, various events offer major fundraising opportunities. See Monterey Communications Specialist Sandy Huerta says, for example, the Pebble Beach Concorde d'Elegance has raised more than $45 million. One way is through drawings for luxury vehicles. Montage Health Foundation is one beneficiary this year. Director of Community Health and Wellness Yasmin El-Sherbini says they'll use the donation to support free health programs in local schools.
Healthcare doesn't start when someone gets sick. It's where people are learning. It's where they're living, where they're playing.
The Concorde d'Elegance charity drawings are Sunday, and tickets are $100. And a note, the Tour d'Elegance has been rerouted today to avoid the timber fire in Big Sur. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.